Story number two.
Speaking of security, you'll never believe what happened to me last week while I was visiting our branch in Boston. This is the most incredible story. First of all, I had called John Smith, my new colleague in the R&D department over there, to tell him I would arrive at the airport at 9. Since we had never met before, I suggested that he should wear a badge with his name on it. As soon as I had arrived and collected my luggage at the baggage claim, I went to the exit. Suddenly, I noticed someone with a badge on his jacket. It read, John Smith. That's my man, all right, I thought. I didn't know what he looked like, having only had contact with him on the phone. Everything was normal so far, but hang on. Well, we shook hands and started talking about the weather, my flight, etc. A casual conversation, in actual fact. As we were driving and starting to discuss business, I had the funny feeling that we didn't share the same background. To make things worse, I even wondered if we were going to the plant, since I knew it was located near the airport. That was strange, wasn't it? Eventually, I couldn't stand it any longer. You know what I did? I simply asked him which company he worked for. As a matter of fact, he turned out to be a research engineer from one of our rival firms. I'm glad I had not revealed any secrets about our future patent. Eventually, he drove me back to the airport, where we met our respective colleagues. But all is well that ends well. This story proves that we should always be careful before giving information concerning our company activities.